Support for IPR comes from Orchestra Iowa, presenting Pops on the River, an outdoor concert experience with songs from the Eagles, featuring the Seven Bridges Band and the entire symphony. June 1st at McGrath Amphitheater. Tickets at orchestraiowa.com.
Today is Tuesday. It is the 30th of April. This is Here First from IPR News. I'm Michael Leland. A 10 p.m. curfew remains in effect in the western Iowa town of Minden after it was heavily damaged by a tornado Friday. During the daytime, only residents and recovery workers are being allowed in. Power is being restored and cleanup continues to make access to the community safer. Pottawatomie County spokesman Craig Carlson says one of the biggest challenges facing response and recovery efforts is the influx of resources that haven't been requested.
There's no communicated need for food, water, or emergency housing. We're very grateful for that, but as that is the case, officials are currently, asking that any donation currently is in monetary form to help those impacted.
Four people were hurt. One later died when a tornado the National Weather Service calls a strong EF3 hit Minden. It packed winds of about 160 miles an hour and was nearly a mile wide when it hit the town. The tornado was on the ground for about 41 miles. The Weather Service says at least 17 tornadoes touched down in Iowa Friday. About half dozen are classified as EF2s with winds of around 135 miles an hour. Meteorologist Craig Kogel at the National Weather Service says it could be several days before they have a complete tornado tally. Multiple teams were evaluating damage. He says that includes in-person surveys as well as reviewing radar data, satellite imagery, and video.
These bigger outbreaks do take time to go through and find out all the tracks across the state. So it's likely we'll see a few more added on here before we have the final total for the system. We may get up towards 20 across the state. But right now we can confirm about 17 across the state.
The Omaha office issued 42 tornado warnings on Friday for its region in Nebraska and Iowa. Kogel says the Johnston office issued about another two dozen for western and central parts of the state. The Iowa Supreme Court has directed a lower court to hold more proceedings to determine whether State Auditor Rob Sand violated Iowa's public records law. IPR's Katarina Sestarik has more.
The Iowa Supreme Court unanimously reversed a district court ruling Friday that found Sand was justified in not providing some emails in response to a public records request. Justice Matthew McDermott wrote the auditor's office may have unreasonably delayed the release of one email and improperly applied exemptions to withhold nine other emails, and that the district court should get more information from Sand to determine if he violated the public records law. The court ruled one email was properly withheld. The case stems from a conservative law firm's request for auditor office emails with and about two reporters. The Kirkwood Institute sued Sand, a Democrat, for initially refusing to provide 11 of the emails.
Iowa Wesleyan University has been selling off assets to pay down money it owes to the U.S. Department of Agriculture since closing last year. IPR Zachary Oren-Smith reports it's unlikely to be enough.
In May, Mount Pleasant Municipal Utilities is expected to close on its purchase of Iowa Wesleyan's old gym. It's the last piece of the campus on auction. Real estate sales thus far have generated $3.6 million, but that's less than 15% of what Iowa Wesleyan owes the USDA. Bob Miller was on the board of trustees in 2016 when the Iowa Wesleyan board agreed to the USDA's $26 million loan. Today, he's the chair of the board.
I don't really care for the way you say Iowa Wesleyan will not pay back. Iowa Wesleyan does not have the ability to pay it back. We have no remaining assets to pay it back. Banks have bad debts. They have to write off losses. There's nothing remaining that can be done about it.
The board aims to close its books by the end of May.
Farmers made a lot of progress planting corn and beans last week. USDA says the amount of corn planted reached 39%, up from 13% the week before. That is 4 days ahead of last year and 3 days ahead of the five-year average. And that's Here First from IPR News. I'm Michael Leland. Have a great day.
Support for IPR comes from the Healing Room at Upstream Functional Medicine, offering medical spa services that support the body's natural ability to detoxify from environmental challenges. Learn more about the Healing Room at upstreamfm.com.